Aircheckdownloads.com.
You're up to date. It's just coming up to 3 minutes past 10.
Dean Jackson. BBC.
BBC Radio Nottingham.
From one of my favourite albums of 2021 so far, it's Yola. The album is Stand For Myself. If you haven't heard it and you love soul music, the neo-soul, modern soul music, give it a go. I think you'll love it. If you like Starlight, you'll love the rest of it. It's truly fantastic. Yola. Hello. Good to have you company. Thank you very much indeed for being here. It's great to find you here. Mickey C's been on from Nottingham already. He's the first on the text tonight. He said he's loving the funky party. I love your music, Dean. Thank you very much. It's not kind of my music, so I'm not playing on it. I'm pushing the button, so I'm going to take a bit of credit for that. Thank you, Mickey C. He says he's chilled out 100% and ready to love the weekend rating 10 out of 10. I love a 10 out of 10 weekend rating, Mickey C. Great to have you on board, and thanks for being the first text. 81333 starting a message with the word Dean. And serial listeners on board tonight, listening down under at breakfast. Hello to Richard from Newcastle, Australia. Good day, mate. Song 2, great. He's loving that track by Yola. Thank you. Good to have you company. Thank you for being there. And this in from Brenda in Dolly Abbey. You filled me in box already. I've done nothing yet. Another week sped by and it's 127 days to December the 25th. Brenda, behave yourself. Are we going to share Christmas Eve or New Year's Day with you? Don't get me on Christmas roses. I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. Anyway, enjoy each day. It will soon be over. It'll be 2022. In the meantime, let's just have the best time in the next 170 minutes. 10 of them gone already. Here's your ice-breaking question for tonight. So, it's a survey that I found this week. And it's a great answer to this. You'll love it. It's a bit of a fun one. According to a survey this week, the average British kitchen contains six of these. But six what? So the average British kitchen contains... Not kitten. Although... Well, we'll leave that and discuss that later. The average British kitchen contains six of these, but what are they? Now, three ways to get in touch tonight. When you email straight into my email inbox, it's dean.jackson@bbc.co.uk. That's dean.jackson@bbc.co.uk. When you text tonight, it's the radio station's usual text code, 81333, but you need to start your message with the word Dean. So don't use whatever you use during the daytime, because it won't come into my inbox. So Dean and your answer to 81333, and please put your name on, because I'm a nosy parker, and I want to know who you are, where you are, and what you're up to tonight as well. And some breaking news for you tonight. We have somebody new to look after you on the phones for this week. Ella is here for the first time. She's been speaking to Deke this week. She's been spilling the tea, telling her all about you. So she may go, oh, I know you, so you're Mike from Eastleigh. Maybe she will. I don't know. Anyway, Ella's on the call, on the phone tonight. She's absolutely lovely, waiting to hear from you. I've bigged you up and told her how wonderful you are, so don't let me down, will you? The number to dial...
Call 0800 678 3434.
That question again, according to a survey this week, the average British kitchen contains six what? Oh, Don him a leather jacket now, going back to those early Wham days. Shades on as well, and hip swivelling goodness. It's Young Guns Go For It on The Late Show. Dean here, thanks for your company tonight. It's great to have you here.
AircheckDownloads.com.